Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't right. Well, we have Dan Quinn is going to be joining us kind of soon here. Every Wednesday, he actually talks to the media. We're going to get his take on everything he's expecting this week, to how practice is going to go and everything like that. But you know what? We are in playoff mode for the football, and I am going to be excited to hear the things he has to say. I know he's confident in his football team, as we all should be. I understand we've had a long time where things have been bad. Well, and we could never, and we always want to go back to what was. Let's start thinking about what is a little bit, where we've had a team that really has come out and impressed us a lot. The coach has been impressed. I've thoroughly been impressed. This is one of the funnest years I've ever had covering this football team. I'll tell you that. I've been through some years where it's been a lot of turmoil. It's been rather bad. Things weren't good. But right now I feel confident about this squad because I believe that everybody is buying in. Everybody is out there doing the same things and not necessarily overly concerned about what was. We have a young quarterback who I think has grown since the first game. We got a defense who's improved. They're not where they're supposed to be, but they have improved. And I believe that this game is going to be a lot different than what it was the first time. Landy, I think he's starting right now. You want me to throw it to it? All right. Dan Quinn is going to be joining us shortly. We'll definitely get out there and listen to him when he starts talking. All right, let's go out to Commanders Park right now as Dan Quinn addresses the media.
Good to see you guys. And as we get started today, you know, visiting with the team some, the second season begins today, and there's a good energy that goes with that. And use it and also normalize that good energy. And that goes the focus into execution, into improvement, into the game plan. And so we'll throw a great week of preparation. Tampa's really strong in a number of areas, and it'll definitely take the whole week to get ready. And so all that said, let's get rocking with you guys.
Before we get there, can you give a little injury update on like what you expect like guys like Marshawn Tyler to do?
We have a couple guys that are on some vet rest days, but after that, everybody's involved to some level today, so that's a good thing, all hands on deck. So we had some vet rest days of Zach, Cleland, Dante, and Terry.
And then, you know, you talked a lot about culture in the building and all that. When did you really start to see that shift into the way that you wanted it to be? Like, when was that, at what point in the season?
Yeah, because I don't want to get play style mixed into that as well. Going to Arizona and staying there, I thought that was a step in the right direction. John, we were still really new as a group together. And so I thought, spending a whole week, you know, went out to Cincinnati and then out to Arizona to stay there. That was, I'd say, a step in the right direction. Going through adversity is also a part of that journey, because if you have standards about how you do things together, then you have to live those on the best of days and the hardest of days. And so creating a standard together was an important part of creating a culture, because it's how we do our business together. And so many times I've separated like atmosphere and culture. We've got a good vibe about how we do things, but that's not your culture. It's how you practice, how you meet, how you do things together. And so that doesn't happen overnight, but it does take time with people doing it together And so I would say that's probably the first steps that I saw. You know, good wins, did you react the same? Tough losses, you know, were you able to come back and stand in that space? So after our third loss, to come back, knowing that many others would have said, hey, why don't you just, you know, see what happens and where it goes, we did the opposite of that. And we stepped right into improvement and getting better, and that's what our culture is about. And so I thought that was probably when I knew that they were headed in the right direction, handling the difficult times, knowing there's more work to do and going for it.
What tangible things did you see during that week in Arizona that pays off? Like, is there anything, I think you remember from that time that like really jumps out, that this is a sign of what could happen?
Doug had shared a good story with me. He said, Dan, I saw something I hadn't seen in a while. Just, they said, wasn't no meeting going on, and there was just a lot of guys hanging out together, whether that was in the meal room, and it was, you know, when we were done for the evening. I saw the quarterbacks. They were just an office, you know, away from me, of going through things together. And so coaches, players, and so enjoying spending time together, I think, is a big deal. And I, you know, somebody said that when we had the holiday party here, it was less like a office party and more like getting together with your friends.
I get that practice week for you guys should be relatively the same, but in terms of during the regular season, I imagine it's hard to like completely change what you're doing, perhaps to adjust to the opponent, because you have to do what you have to do. But when in the playoffs and the one and done, does that change the approach? Is it the, you know, I'm not saying you throw like the kitchen sink in there, you know what I mean? But like, is it more of like, hey, we have to do different things a little bit in our process because it's just this one game, one opponent?
No. In fact, just the opposite, Ben, to where I, in fact, I went into practice, into the first meeting Monday, saying exactly what you had. Thought some, let's change some things up. I thought we'd really, I said, I've been saying this for 17 weeks. It's, you know, a process of winning that you go through to get ourselves ready. And we have to work really hard to get ourselves ready. But the process of that, which I wanted them to feel, should feel exactly the same. I recognize, you know, there's energy and that goes with that, and that's a good thing, you know, like coming back from a long flight and that on Monday, like there was energy in the workouts and stuff to go. And so use that, have it as a balance, but also knowing that it's there. And so it is a little bit of a turbo boost that you get this time of year, and you should use it to your advantage.
And obviously you have veterans on the team who've been in these situations. That's part of the reason you got them here. But you also have had so many alumni come back over the course of the year, including some of the quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls here. How much do you think any of that, or do you point back to any of that, or does it, how much do you think any of that will resonate, say, for some, or Jaden or some of the young guys about, hey, this is something that happened here before, and we're taking the steps right now to go do it ourselves?
We don't talk about in that way during this time. We recognize, you know, that excellence that's taken place here in the past, but we don't try to carry any of that with us into the game. It's just this game, man. And so the guys don't have to, you know, worry about things from years back or months back. It's just the focus into this week. And then those are great topics and discussions for the postseason, but as it applies to this game, there's plenty of looks and things to get ready for, you know, for this game specifically.
Dan, obviously this is year one of this program, and so in a lot of ways this is a beginning for what you're starting here, but is there a way to impart how valuable these opportunities are, that you can have good seasons, you don't make the playoffs,
sure,
that this is an opportunity?
It is, and that's really the way that we look at it. And I can recognize that maybe externally there weren't expectations. That's understandable. I think when I got here, I never used the word rebuild. I thought there was a recalibration that would take place. But it is all hands on deck, you know, when you get to these moments. And I wanted that moment to feel these guys have earned that right to go battle for it. And when you get into a tournament setting, you want to be really ready. So that's why I was pumped to have, you know, the guys being able to, you know, get into practice and get the work that we need today. But I haven't looked too far ahead or behind with the group, man, and just saying, like, this is, you know, our time to go play like we are capable of, and we're going to play well this weekend. And that's something we've been digging in to go for. And you know, the preparation, the mindset, like, we're ready to go fight. And this is an excellent team that we're going against.
Whether you want to,
bye, bye, bye.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hi.
Hello.
The pledge that players wrote for the Standard going into the season, was that something they wanted to do on their own? Was it a suggestion you made to them? How did that
Yeah, it was together? A suggestion for me. Okay. And I thought, as we're going through things together, I wanted them to be part of how we would do our business together. Because if it doesn't, if they're not living it, Nikki, then it's really not a Standard. So it's one thing for a coach or somebody, these are all the rules and you have to follow them, compared to this is how we're going to do business together. The preparation mindsets, you know, of things that you want to do together. And so I wanted them to know, and I intentionally backed away some, because I didn't want to do like, oh, and add this to it and add this to it. So I wanted them to have to write it, and then I could give them some feedback on it, but it was definitely their words.
And it was the whole team, or?
Yes, not any of the rookies. Okay. We did it the weekend prior. I think it was the weekend prior to them getting here. We thought it was important to have some standards set prior to those maybe 25 guys at the time coming here. And so they could ask these older players, this is how we're going to do business. This is the way that we do our language. This is the way that we train. And so they didn't have that. So it was, I guess, probably somewhere, you know, in the 50s to 60 guy neighborhood. And then as the rookies came, we were able to articulate that to them.
Completely different topic. Jaden, obviously, in the time you've been around, what makes him so good at compartmentalizing to when he doesn't get, you know, flustered in,
yes,
in tight moments?
There's an X factor that he has. And compartmentalizing, it's an accurate term by you to see, can I put it in the box and go on to the next play? I didn't think of it in that way, but there is some of that has to go down. As much as that is, there's also like a really, you could also use the word, there's like a real discipline about him, where sometimes we've heard the motivation can be up and down, but like discipline is the day after day things. And he's a really disciplined player as well. Routine, the practice habits, the things to go through. So I would say there's probably the compartmentalized, but there's also a rock solid disciplined approach that he takes to performing, to practicing, to preparing. And I think some of that leads to the compartmentalized, like, I am ready for this. I've trained, I've put the work in. And I can still think back to Michael Phelps, you know, talking to us in Arizona about the preparation and being ahead. And I was so impressed by him that day when he spoke to the team. I was expecting somebody who was going to be 6'6" with 40-inch arms and like a superhuman. And it was really so much of in between his ears that made him so unique. And I really remember, I can remember it like it was yesterday.
How much of the compartmentalizing did you realize before the draft, and how much of it is seeing it manifest once he got here?
More the manifestation of that, because I imagine you had to go through some of that, but that's other people giving you information. And so that's nice, and the information is important, but it's also one thing to see it for yourself, because the film evaluation, that was a fairly easy part of it. It's all the other things that go into the position that make him unique.
And on the field, why has Jaden had a lot of success, particularly throwing downfield this season?
Well, I think, one, like, he's put a lot of work in with the guys. So there's, you know, things they do early, things they do late. And so Terry's been a big factor in that. But we've worked really hard. He and his teammates have worked really hard at extending plays and remaining passers to go down the field as well. So to me, it does come from the work.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
You coached against Mike Evans a few times in your career. How has he kind of really stood out to you as a player, and then also his matching the Jerry Rice record last weekend?
Yeah, I think just a remarkable competitor. I think, if I'm not mistaken, when I even coached in college, my first game coaching at Florida might have been against him, and in the SEC, yes. And I've just followed his career. It's not just the length. There's lots of guys that are taller or longer, but it's the competitive will, the routes, the discipline, the competitiveness, all of those things, you know, when you're looking at sustained success, you better have the whole thing, and he certainly does.
And then this will be your first time on one side or the other of the Marshawn Lattimore Mike Evans rivalry. How can a rivalry like that between two great players impact the flow of the game?
I don't think it can impact the flow of the game, but there's definitely matchups all over the field that make a difference in winning and losing. And these are two elite competitors, and it's honestly what makes like coaching so much fun, you know. And those aren't the only two that are going to be absolutely battling for it. It may be the only ones that the networks may show, but let me tell you, there'll be a lot of guys that are really going to go for it, and that's what it does make that part fun.
Specific with Marshawn, or how many more specific steps do you need to see him make to be able to play Sunday?
He's hitting all the markers in a good space, so we'll have a jog through practice today, and then we'll be full speed back at it tomorrow. So he's hit all the markers up to this point, and I anticipate that trending through the week. But tomorrow and Friday, you know, specifically tomorrow, will be one that's more speed.
And then 4 months to the day today was the opener in Tampa.
Right on.
How much, if at all, can you take from that long ago in a NFL season?
I think there's things you take. It's a full circle moment. You don't usually get to play somebody at the start of a season, the start of a second season. They absolutely got the best of us on that day. And so it's a good measuring stick to see, you know, how much we've improved. And so they're an excellent team. And clearly on that day, showed it.
You've been through the postseason before. As much as you want to make this a normal week, what does change when it comes to the one-and-done factor?
The energy that goes into the week, you can feel it. It's palpable. And so I wanted to make sure for most of the guys, normalize that. You should feel this. And if you don't, that's okay, too. It's not like you're, you know, don't have a pulse. But I didn't want any of that to manifest itself into doing anything that's too different. Use it for energy. Use it for the game plan. Use it for something specific that you want to improve on to go. And as it goes through the week, there's a heightened awareness that usually comes in. Let's go back through this again. And it mostly comes from the players, which is a good thing, that they the game plan right, get your bodies right so you can really perform at your best. And you want to do all the preparation you can, Chick. So when you do kick that thing off on Sunday night, man, I put the work in, I'm ready to go get down.
Dan, you've used the phrase, we got to beat these heavy hitters. You have another heavy hitter here in Tampa Bay, and maybe outside these walls and outside the building, many people think you guys are the underdog in this matchup. How do you and maybe your players embrace that mentality of being the underdog, and how can that maybe be dangerous in this type of setting?
But the team has earned this right to go fight, and we're going to fight like hell. When you get into, you know, the postseason, you want to make sure you're playing your best football. And we've worked hard to find those areas of improvement. By no means are we, you know, where we're going to end up in that improvement. But I love, you know, what we stand for as a group. And these guys have earned this right to go battle. And I'll leave it at that.
All right, that's Dan Quinn talking to the media as he does every Wednesday. But this one is different because it's the playoffs. We're going to take a break here, and we get back, JP and I will break down what we've heard.